The United States also lags behind in cell phone tracking. The technology was originally created to help authorities locate stranded motorists, but commentator Lauren Weinstein thinks it won't be long before companies use the same technology to track down potential customers.
Across the pond in England, they're already a step ahead of us when it comes to using cell phone data. The government there is considering a requirement that phone companies, cellular carriers, and internet service providers collect and save 7 years' worth of detailed customer records. Information such as where people call, where they went, what websites they visit, and so on. Couldn't happen here? Don't be so sure. Privacy laws in the U.S. are practically non-existent, and there's little currently on the books to limit how information about cell phone users, including their location and other personal data, can be collected, stored, or released. Law enforcement officers want the ability to know where people are and where they've been. Cell phones can provide this information whenever they're turned on, even if you're not engaged in a call. Lawyers in civil cases also are looking eagerly towards cell phone tracking. Divorce lawyers in particular see some potential benefits. Cell phone location data can also be used to help figure out the identities of people who were present at a particular location at a specific time, such as at a public protest or demonstration. Businesses are ready to jump into cell phone tracking in a big way. One of their ideas is that if they know where you are, they can send messages to your cell phone urging you to enter the store on your left and buy now. All of this is to enhance your shopping experience, of course. The usual claim is that they'll ask your permission before tracking you, and that they won't abuse the knowledge of your movements that they'll gather. But there's no guarantee that once they've collected this information, it won't end up in the hands of people you've never heard of, for purposes that might be a real surprise. There is something of a silver lining to the tracking dilemma. If you're concerned about who might be following your movements via your cell phone, you can always switch it off. A phone that's off can't be used to observe and record your movements, at least for now.
The comments of Lauren Weinstein, a technology writer who lives in Los Angeles.